Okay, it is 7:56 p.m. We're now back on the record. As soon as folks get back into the chambers, we'll reconvene.
Hey, what are you guys' schedule next week? You guys available on Tuesday?
Tuesday? No. I'm good on Tuesday.
What?
I'm good on Tuesday.
You said Tuesday? No, I'm good on Tuesday.
I'm good on Tuesday. I don't have anything going on.
How about you?
I'm good.
That was very confusing.
You lost your mind down there when you were at it.
You said Tuesday, no.
I was reiterating what day in my brain.
Thanks for figuring that out for me. Six o'clock.
Yeah.
He's pickled, so.
Okay, everyone's back in chambers, and we are back on the record. There are a couple of items that we need to address under the police department. First order of business is, as you're all aware, is that Police Chief Matthew Full has resigned with the village. With that said, I'll entertain a motion to accept the resignation of Matthew Full.
Motion to accept the resignation of Police Chief Matthew Full.
Second.
Plus?
Yes.
Fortune?
Yes.
Mauer?
Yes.
Chaney?
Yes.
Bordenkircher?
Yes.
Wheeler?
Yep.
Okay, that's addressed. Next piece of business is I will be preparing to appoint a new police chief, and in order to do that, to assist me in that process, I am appointing a search committee. On that committee will be Council President Beau Fortune, Public Safety Committee Chairman Craig Bordenkircher, HR Manager Amy Bourne, and myself. And I hope to schedule a meeting early next week to get the ball rolling in that respect. And then moving on with other issues, I have discovered in recent weeks is that we have some very significant issues within the police department that need to be addressed. Those issues are being will be heard by the Public Safety Committee tomorrow evening. We will address a number of issues. We found six protocol policy violations within our canine program that have to be addressed. We found an issue with our field training officer that there are policy and protocol violations with that. The budget dealing with payroll and fuel budget, there are projected deficits there that have to be addressed. And some other policy issues that may have to be addressed as well. So that meeting is set for tomorrow night. Craig, what time is that meeting?
7 p.m.
7 p.m. tomorrow night. And I will be there with public safety, and we will address each of these protocol violations and come up with means on how we're going to correct those, how those will be addressed. We will have some discussion on the field training officer and the budget. And then finally, we found that there were damage done to the three police cruisers that we weren't aware of, and we will address for insurance purposes how we're going to proceed with addressing those. There's about $7,000 in total damage that we have to decide how we're going to handle that. So that will all be addressed at public safety. I have put the police department back on an 8-hour shift, and we may have to amend our payroll ordinance if after tomorrow night we decide to stick with that. But it's become very clear that we have to address the budget as far as man hours and fuel costs. And We got to address all those. It's sad, it's embarrassing that we have to do this, but there are things that have to be addressed and have to be addressed very quickly. So, anyone have any questions? So that's all that's on my agenda for tonight. It's a limited agenda, so at this point, unless there's further discussion on one of the two topics that were brought up, I'll entertain a motion to adjourn.
Motion to adjourn.
Second.
Wheeler?
Yep.
Lusk?
Yes.
Fortune?
Yes.
Bordenkircher?
Yes.
Maurer?
Yes.
Cheney?
Yes.
We are adjourned.
Hey, Chris. Are you good next Tuesday at 6 o'clock?